going to be really important to stay focused on, and improving the situations of workers today in America has to be a really big goal.
Yeah, especially considering that we've now gone 9 months, and I know that, you know, there is still discussions about including, you know, whether or not to include a stimulus check in the new stimulus bill. But like, we are at a point where, without any serious intervention, this ship is sinking. And yeah. I think that if we just rest on our laurels and sit back and say, all right, well, Biden's in there, he's going to do the right thing, we are going to end up back here in the same, you know, back in the where we were a month ago in 4 years. Yep. And we need to now build on this win and as he said, push him left.
Yeah.
And we need to continue pushing for progress, because it's not just going to come to us. Biden is not going to, he may do a flurry of things on the first day, you know, the first few months that placate people, but it's the long term, it's the footing that they're setting, it's the people they're putting in charge that we need to keep an eye on, and we need to keep pressuring him.
Yeah.
And you know, it's going to be a long fight, and it will probably take, you know, beyond this individual presidency. Mm-hmm. But we can get there, and it really is about organizing on the ground. It is about strengthening labor power, and so that's the message of the show. And unfortunately, we are out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Labor Radio. Again, I am Michael Cathcart.
And I'm Elliot Gilliland.
If you'd like to continue this discussion, you can find me on Twitter at Michael B. Cath. Tune in next month in January, and we'll be back on the third Monday of January to keep bringing you great topics. So have a great rest of your day.
This is KBOO Portland.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel?
Hi, greetings and welcome to Prison Pipeline, airing from the studios of KBOO Portland. I'm your host, Adam Carpinelli, and we're also here with Doug McVeigh, Emma Lugo, and Karen James. Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening understanding of the institution of incarceration. We're here for our holiday special and want to give good greetings and tithes and everything to all our great hosts. And there's also some folks who aren't on with us tonight who have been helping with the show for several years too, and also acknowledging them and everything. I hope everybody gets to check in here and read a few messages that we also have from people inside and outside.
Hi everyone, I'm Karen James, and wishing you all the best during this holiday season. We have had one hell of a year here in Oregon with COVID-19 and wildfires. So we are thinking of you. We're all looking forward to 2021, and we hope it's a better year for everyone. Right now, I have a message from Ray Fox. Ray was formerly incarcerated in the Oregon prison system, and he is out here in the community working on behalf of prisoners. He's very concerned about COVID-19 in the prisons. Here's Ray Fox.
My name is Ray Fox, and I'm out here fighting for you guys and gals. I would like to wish my friend Hocken Grunendahl, my friend Dwayne Chili Gray, all a Merry Christmas, and Marilyn Hamilton at Coffee Creek Correctional Institution. Much love for all you guys. Merry Christmas, Marilyn, and all my other friends that are still in there. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And hopefully we'll see you out here being productive citizens soon.
Hi, this is Emma Lugo. I'm one of the co-hosts here on Prison Pipeline, and I use she and her pronouns. I'd like to start first by wishing our Jewish prisoners a happy Hanukkah. This might come out a little bit past Hanukkah, and we have many holidays happening here right now. We have Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. We have, of course, Christmas. And then, of course, for those of us who are atheists, we have Festivus. So happy Festivus. For those who are listening who are on the outside and don't know about what's going on, for folks who are on the inside, back in March, the head of ODOC decided to shut down the prisons. And of course, also with the federal prisons, they were all shut down for outside visitors. So for the last 9 months almost, people who are inside haven't been able to see their loved ones. They haven't been able to have religious services. They haven't been able to get any education, take classes. And we've been covering this throughout the year. There have been several lawsuits filed on behalf of Oregon prisoners, including lawsuits by the OJRC and national lawsuits filed on behalf of prisoners in federal systems. And there's been very little movement on behalf of the governor to do what was really necessary during this crisis. And it was heightened most clearly this year during the wildfires, when prisoners from the different prisons were moved through this crazy process that just led to people having so much suffering. People are already at risk of catching COVID. This message that I want to read is from someone who's anonymous. Here's her holiday message. She says, "My message is to Lance Glore, serving his time in Sheridan Federal Corrections. May you find peace that extends beyond the holidays. I send you heartfelt prayers that you will be home soon with your family. Holiday greetings to Jason Benz. Peace be with you." That was from someone anonymous, and it was to someone who's incarcerated at Sheridan Correctional Facility. And for those of you who don't know, Sheridan Correctional Facility is the federal prison for men, and it's here in Sheridan, Oregon. If anyone is listening in Sheridan Correctional Facility tonight, I just want to wish you a happy holidays, and we are thinking about you tonight.
Doug, you have a message to share?
I do. One of my interviewees from earlier this year, Professor Kerwin Kay, was kind enough to send us a message, and you should hear from him now.
Hello, my name is Kerwin Kay. I'm the author of Enforcing Freedom, a book that critiques drug courts and forced drug treatment within the criminal justice system. And I'm a professor of sociology at Wesleyan University in Connecticut. I wanted to wish you as much peace and joy as possible during this holiday season, and to let you know that people are thinking about you, care about you, and are trying to make things better. So whatever holiday that you might be celebrating this time of year, I hope that your solstice season is a good one. Peace out.
Adam, any holiday messages from you?
I had a couple shout outs for a bunch of different people. One of those is actually a shout out to somebody who is now formerly incarcerated and had been incarcerated, wrongly incarcerated, and is a political prisoner. And his name is Jalil Muntakim. I've talked about him several times on the show and was somebody who I know personally. While he was inside, he was captured, if you will, when he was 19 years old. And as a result of a lot of political repression activity on the part of the FBI and COINTELPRO programs with Hoover and stuff. He was organizing with the Black Panther Party and was also with the Black Liberation Army. In about 1971, it was part of a case called the New York Three. He just got out this year. And I mean, you know, just at the tail end here of 2020. And a lot of it had to do with a lot of amazing legal work, which was actually kind of something I wanted to get into just as far as shout outs as well. And I'll just leave that for a minute, but that's just shout outs to Jalil, you know, welcome back home. And this is somebody who waiting to get back in the community for way too long. But back to the legal support, we just wanted to give a shout out to Civil Liberties Defense Center in Eugene, Oregon, and any other people nationally. And I maybe I don't know all the names offhand here, but of people who have been working to help people who are incarcerated, wrongly incarcerated or political prisoners. There's been a lot of great legal work around helping a lot of folks this year also who have been getting arrested, you know, younger people for activity related to Black Lives Matter and to, you know, just the whole movement around George Floyd and the police and everything. The last one that I have, though, is also just to say that and some people who are very dear to my heart, and I give my shouts out to them, and some amazing individuals at the McLaren Youth Correctional Facility, and that's in Woodburn, Oregon. There's a bunch of great folks involved that I've gotten to know for a long time, and looking forward to see more and more of those guys getting out and, yeah, having productive lives and everything and not being locked up inside. So there's about, you know, 8 different facilities in Oregon that we have incarcerated youth. That's even separate from juvenile detention or what have you. And so, you know, shouts out to all those young people who were trying to make it happen and get out and everything. So that's my holiday shout.
Hi, this is Emma. I do have another person I'd like to read a message. This message is from Victoria Rusk. Victoria was just on my show, and Victoria Rusk is a mitigation specialist. And Victoria says, "Greeting, brothers and sisters. from Houston, Texas. I'm sending love your way and wishing you the power to just be. Embracing our struggles is so human and raw and courageous. You are where you are in this journey of life. As you be there, and I am here just thinking of each other, we are sharing the universal need to connect and to be seen. Your life influences the lives of others. Your case touched the lives of others. You have the power to influence and connect no matter what. Whatever you desire or hope for, also hoping for you as well. Again, I'm sending love to you as I hope you send it to me and your neighbor, teacher, and your family. Think of those you want to hug. Close your eyes and feel that feeling. How magical you are. Bye for now. And again, that was from Victoria Rusk.
Speaking of COVID-19, Governor Brown did release some prisoners due to COVID-19, and there are a number of organizations and individuals who are urging her to release more prisoners, especially those who have done their time. Prisoners in Oregon have spent 20, 30 years under these horrible mandatory minimum sentencing laws here in Oregon, and which are so unfair and cruel. And I don't think the general public understands that. There are people who commit these crimes when they're 16, 17, 18 years old, and they've changed. They've been in prison for decades, and they've changed. There's a number of prisoners who participate in groups and clubs such as Uhuru Sasa at the Oregon State Penitentiary. And these prisoners are doing wonderful work. They're organizing, they're contributing greatly within the prison as well as to the communities on the outside. And they've done their time. People deserve a second chance. That's something that we can do right now. Urge Governor Brown to release these prisoners who have done their time, who pose no threat to our safety, and who are ready to be released and become productive members of society.
So I have one more message, and it was also an anonymous message. It was from one of our Jewish friends here at Prison Pipeline, and she sends a message, and it says, this is for Hanukkah, for folks who are, there's not a lot of Jewish people who are incarcerated in Oregon's prisons, but there are some. But this is a message not just for like folks who are incarcerated who are Jewish. This is a message for anyone who's incarcerated. During this time of darkest night, when you are so cut off from the outside world, please know that you are all precious and in our thoughts constantly. I hope that with the company of each other, you are able to find the true joy of Hanukkah in community and an appreciation of the truly wonderful and amazing people you all are. Hag Sameach, and that means a happy Hanukkah. So that's just another message to folks who are incarcerated as part of our show here on Prison Pipeline. I'd also like to just kind of give a shout out. This year was a really big year for Black Lives Matter and for justice for George Floyd. And here in Oregon, we really helped to lead the way in the fight against fascism by really showing the whole world that, you know, we had over 100 days of protests. And most of that was targeted against places that are really terrible places that are not places of justice at all, including the so-called Justice Center downtown and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office over on McAdam, and also several Portland Police Bureau buildings here in Portland. And, you know, I just wanna honor the bravery and the courage that so many people showed going out into the streets and standing up for people of color, and also standing up for people who are incarcerated, especially for Black and Brown people who are incarcerated. You know, over 100 days of protest really shows that what it takes to get change in this country is people need to turn out in the streets, and they need to disrupt the system. They need to show that we do not stand by this colonial system of incarceration, which incarcerates our poorest and most vulnerable people and warehouses them as a way of controlling the population, We do not support that. We do not stand by that. And people were very brave this year and made a show of force over 100 days of standing in resistance downtown. And I just want to acknowledge and honor all those brave people that stood up for Black lives.
Hi, it's Doug McVeigh, one of the other hosts here. It has been a really momentous year. One of the things that happened was, of course, the passage of Measure 110, which lowers the penalties for simple possession of many, many commonly used drugs, methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine. Police rack up a lot of time and a body count by harassing people for small amounts of controlled substances. It's a garbage thing, but it puts a blot on a person's record. So the next time they get caught, things get escalated. And then eventually people end up just in the revolving door, in and out of jail, and unable to get the job. And it's a downward spiral. And it's all because of a possession beef, which, frankly, most of the people who use those drugs never get busted. We've had presidents of the United States who've done cocaine, who've smoked marijuana, and gone on to great lives, and there are people in prison who are doing time for those very things, and it's wrong. Measure 110 may help. There's still so much more to do. But there's one thing we know, and that's people shouldn't be arrested simply for using a controlled substance. Go to the bar down the street, get blotto, come home. No one's going to say anything. Go someplace, take a few pills, relax for a night, you could go to jail. These are the kinds of things that need to change. And Oregon took a big step this year. People who use drugs are some of my favorite people. And I'm sorry for folks who are still languishing inside our correctional facilities. Corrections, what a joke. Juveniles, it's the worst. It's time to end the farce. It isn't about trying to correct anybody or make people change. It's about just punishing people for stepping out of line. Well, anyway, happy holidays. It's not an easy time of year for any of us. And just know that you're loved. And we do care. And we pray for you and look forward to seeing you when you're outside.
Hi, this is Emma. I'd like to give a shout out to one more group, and that is our firefighters. We have people who, right in the midst of the coronavirus crisis that was happening in our prisons and in our state, we had one of the worst fire seasons in Oregon history. Over 1 million acres were burned. And one of the groups that is little known, but is one of the bravest groups of people in Oregon, is our incarcerated firefighters. Our incarcerated firefighters are paid as little as $1 to $3 an hour for going out and risking their lives. And I just want to give a shout out to our incarcerated firefighters. I want to mention something that is a mutual aid project that was started by Lane County Mutual Aid, the Critical Resistance Portland, Siskiyou Abolition Project, Black and Pink PDX, and Care Not Cops. They started a project in which they're trying to raise funds for incarcerated firefighters. They want to raise about $200 for each incarcerated firefighter, and that's out of 285 people altogether. And be able to give each incarcerated person $200 to put it into their commissary, just to help them out a little bit and to say thank you at the end of this fire season for all of the great work that they've done. And if you want to find out more about what they're doing, you can write to lanemutualaid@gmail.com. Find out about the project that they started to help raise money for incarcerated firefighters. And I think this year we can really understand how much of a difference their efforts made. So thank you to all of our incarcerated firefighters for all the great work that you've done. And happy holidays.
All right. And then, Doug, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Just one quick shout out to my friends over at the Oregon Justice Resource Center. They do such tremendous work. They've been doing some of the lawsuits on COVID. They were active during the protests. And, of course, one of their projects is the Oregon Innocence Project, through which I had the opportunity to meet a number of wonderful people who had been wrongly convicted and have chosen, now that they've been exonerated and freed, they've chosen to move forward in trying to educate the public and organize and advocate for the freedom of others who've been unjustly accused and unjustly imprisoned. So much respect and love to Bobbin and Alice and Kate and all the other folks there at Oregon Justice Resource Center and Oregon Innocence Project. They're such great people.
I wasn't sure if y'all had any more things you wanted to kind of add before we wrap up here. Karen?
Yes, thanks, Adam. I'd like to send good wishes to the ladies at Coffee Creek Correctional Facility, Oregon's only women's prison. They especially had a horrific year. Not only were they in prison during a pandemic, but Coffee Creek was one of the prisons that was evacuated during the September wildfires. The evacuation was disorganized, it was chaotic, it was a terrible experience. So, ladies, wishing you all the best. And I'd also like to acknowledge the Family Preservation Project, which is led by Jessica Katz. The Family Preservation Project connects incarcerated moms with their children to help continue their relationships and bonding. Jessica also continues to support the moms once they release from prison. So thank you to Jessica Katz and the Family Preservation Project. And I had the good fortune and privilege to join in by Zoom with a group from the Family Preservation Project who shared their holiday messages. So here they are.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jessica Katz, and I am here with the Family Preservation Project alongside some amazing women and one bearded man, just to remind you that you are not forgotten this holiday season. And we are here in the spirit of spreading love and lifting each other up. And we're thinking about you.
Hi, my name's Ashley. And I just want to give a shout out to anyone listening tonight. If you are away from your loved ones, whether it be because you are in prison or any other reason, if you are away from your loved ones, just know that you are not forgotten. Stay strong. And to Carrie Butcher, stay strong, girl. You just got one more set of holidays and we got this. And now I'm going to pass it to my daughter, Sophia.
Hi, Chris Montoya. It's your daughter, if you couldn't tell. Hi, I love you and Merry Christmas. I'll talk to you later.
And I'm going to pass it to Vanessa.
Hey, ladies. This is Hot Rod Sherrod, a.k.a. your advocating sister, Vanessa. I just want to send you beautiful, resilient, strong women love during this time. Just know that you are not alone. We are always thinking of you just as much as your family is. You also have sisters in there all around you. And as a community, just come together. You're all going through the exact same thing. And so embrace that and support one another and have a very Merry Christmas. And I'm going to pass it to Rikita.
Hey, ladies, it's Rikita. I just want to let you ladies know that the situation that you're in right now is only temporary and it gets greater later. Keep your heads up. Keep empowering one another. Stay positive. And I'm sending love, positive vibes, and energy your way. And I'll see you soon. I'm passing it to Voicetta.
Hey, ladies, this is Voicetta. Happy holidays. I want you to know the holidays can be rough, and I want you to know you can lean on each other and lift each other up for support. I'm always thinking of you guys. I miss you guys. I send a shout out to Valicia, Shay. I love you guys, and I'll see you soon.
And I'm going to pass it to Renzi.
I just want to say that I remember how it felt to be there during the holidays and how depressing it can be and how alone you can feel in that crowded place. It does get over. One day you will get out. And this year I'm going to get to spend the holidays with my kids. And I just hope that you look forward to having that in your life someday very soon as well.
Hi, ladies. Hi, everyone. This is Brian Lindstrom. I had the privilege to spend a year with the Family Preservation Project making the film Mothering Inside. Perfect. And can I just give a special shout out to Karen for doing the great work she does?
Thank you, Brian. Thanks so much.
I'm so sorry that you're separated from your loved ones right now. And I feel like the fact that that exists is a failure on our part, on a society's part. And I want to maybe think about the situation in a slightly different way, and that is that you all have something to teach us on the outside, and that we need you, and we need you to be the spiritual warriors that we know you are, and to bring some peace and healing to this world that needs it so very badly. And so we're thinking of you. Thank you. And I will throw it out to Lynetta.
Hi, ladies. Just know that you are very loved, and it might be hard in there. Actually, it probably is, but just know that you do have each other to lean on and make some good spreads, and God is good, and you are extremely loved, and I believe in you. I believe in you because of where I'm at today, you know, and God bless you guys. Happy holidays, and just love each other with that sister love that I'm still claiming out here. God bless you guys.
Hello, ladies of FPP. This is Carson Ellis, a sometimes volunteer art teacher at Coffee Creek. Some of you I know, some I don't. But either way, I'm sending you all love and fortitude as we close out this nightmare of a year. I hope you're all hanging in there. Much love and support to all you guys and all your kids.
Hi, ladies. This is Nova. I want to spend just a special shout out to all moms who are behind the fence. I left Coffee Creek in 2015 and have been thinking about the moms and children and families that are still left behind ever since. I want you to know that there are lots of people out here that care about you. They might not know you. They might not ever know you, but I just want you to know that people care, and that I want you to continue to have hope and faith and belief that things can change and things can be better, and that if that's what you can take into the new year, then so be it. I just hope that everybody can find what they're looking for while they're away at Coffee Creek and find the silver lining and the blessing that can be prison. Happy holidays. And I pass it to Heather.
Hi, this is Heather Ouellette. I was the project coordinator with the Family Preservation Project for 3 years. And I think the thing I would want folks to hear and know to be true the most is that I sat with all of the women whose faces I can look at right now online while they cried through the holidays and struggled with who they thought they could become. And I am so proud of how they have all done. And so even when you feel like when you get out, it's going to be a mess all over again, I want you to know that something beautiful can happen for you, even if it's not given to you by the system that put you where you are now. You are the thing that is strong enough to make change. And we all believe in you, and we are here to receive you when you're out. And I will throw to Mia Rustin, Miss Rustin.
Hi, everyone. It's Mia. I'm the Family Resource Center coordinator. And I just wanted to let you know that you're all in our thoughts, and we really miss seeing you all, seeing everybody, and being able to connect with you on that level. I really wish you all comfort and strength during the holiday season and beyond. Keep holding each other up, keep drawing on each other's strength, and believing in your own amazingness, both now and in the future. So happy holidays to everyone, especially my fabulous FRC moms. And stay strong and healthy.
I have just two messages to read. So this is for Grace, and this is to Grace from Oliver. Oliver says, he says, hello. He's happy to wish her Merry Christmas, and I love you. And from Jacob, I love you, and it's not too much longer. And from your mom, I'm proud of you. I love you always. See you soon. And I have one more. This is a message for Des. Hi, Des. This time of year, I'm thanking God for the greatest gift, which was Jesus, our hope. I am also thanking him for another gift that means so much to us, which is you, Des. I hope you know how much we love you and how proud we are of you. You have brought yourself through so much, and me and the boys are so grateful that God gave you to us. Love, Mom. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have Sophia who wants to give a shout out, and then I have Eva Bear, my granddaughter, who wants to give a shout out to her dad.
They're recording it right now, and I'm talking?
Okay. Yeah.
Hi, ladies. I hope you all know that you guys are loved, and I want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
You want to say hi to your daddy? Say, hey, Daddy. Just shout out to Rody Garcia.
Hey.
Go ahead. No? You can't? Okay, that's okay, baby. That's okay. Just say, how about I say, I love you, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy.
Can I add just a tiny little thing?
God,
I just wanted to give a shout out to the button, because we all miss you on the outside and we can't wait to see your face.
Shout out to the button.
She's cute as a button.
I'd like to give a shout out to Angie at Inverness. We're thinking of you. We believe in you. Don't give up on yourself, because we certainly haven't. And we're wishing you the best holiday and a great 2021.
This is another shout out here for my sister, Melinda Frias at Coffee Creek. You're doing amazing work and I'm super proud of you. I also want to give a shout out to my nephew, Ali Frias. We can't wait to see you return home to your family.
What if we all said happy holidays together?
Maybe you should count 1, 2, 3.
Happy holidays from FPP to you.
If we say, can we get a count on that? You got the count?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Happy holidays
from FPP to you.
Okay, we got to do that again.
Oh, I liked all the extra stuff.
Happy holidays.
From FPP to you.
Perfect. Yes.
Thank God we're not on video.
You've been listening to Prison Pipeline, airing from the studios of KBOO Portland. Listen to this and previous Prison Pipeline programs at kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. Like Prison Pipeline on Facebook. Big thanks to our engineers, our hosts, Emma Lugo, Karen James, Doug McVeigh, and I'm Adam Carpinelli. Happy holidays. Bring them all.
Listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Did you know that 80% of KBOO's funding comes from individual supporters? Show your support by